friends. This is Carolyn Evers, and I have brought along my beautiful, wonderful co-host, Charlene McNeil. Hi, Charlene.
Hi, everybody.
Well, we had tornadoes go through here not too long ago, and which we don't usually have on the East Coast. Fortunately, we just had in my area high winds, black as ink here, though. But then Archangel Michael kindly told us that we wouldn't be suffering from some wind losses here. And that's always good to have, you know, a little ear into the other side, so to speak. Well, Charlene, something that I wanted to talk about with you tonight, and I really think our audience would be interested in this, and that is, I don't know how to quite put this, you're going into a new phase, if you want to use that word, how shall we say, putting together all of your many skills, working with God, and doing an overall clearing of all of the bodies, the mental, the physical, the spiritual. Wanted you to talk about that a little bit tonight, because people have been, who have been listening, are aware of some of the work that you do, but perhaps are not aware of this new process that is encompassing all of the different bodies in the subtle bodies around the physical. So how about giving a little overview of that?
Well, many of us are aware that we are obviously in a spiritual realm, you know, in our, so we really want to clear any negative that is producing a spiritual, well, let's say devastation. And we're not able to, at the time, be able to be spiritually as in-tuned as we would like to be. So sometimes there's memory in there that is blocking us to move into the spiritual, our spiritual development, or to move into our higher self. And so sometimes that has to be cleared, and go in and clear that out so that you can move into that development if that's your choice. But there's also what's called the mental body, or how we think. It seems like so many times I'm finding that we go in and we'll have an inclination to do something, but then all of a sudden we'll just kind of analyze it to death until it's gone, and then we don't do it. I often wondered about that, and I asked God about it a lot. I thought, how come we have these wonderful, we feel like an inspirational moment that we should do something, but then we go in and say, well, I can't do it right now, or maybe this isn't a good time, or maybe I better do it later, or if I had done it this way, maybe it would have been better. And we just go in and we just I call it analyzing it to death.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of what I call the analytical brain that wants credibility. And it shuts down that part of us that is very intuitive and very spiritual, which everyone really is. Not, I find that everybody has that. It isn't just unique to just a handful of people. So that has to be cleared so that we can quiet sometimes that analytical mind. A lot of people do it through meditation once they learn how to meditate, or some people do in it with a form of prayer. But that's the same thing as going in and quieting the analytical brain that wants that credibility for all thoughts. Then after we do some clearings on that, you go into what's called the emotional, which is how we feel, or picking up how others feel. And that needs to clearing and put in the positive if there's some negative. And, of course, everybody's is different. So usually what I will do is I will usually ask questions to the individual saying, what is it that you need to have cleared, or what would you like to have different in your life? most of the time I'll say, what do you want different? What would you like having happen in your life at this particular time? And we go in and clear the different areas in the physical body, because it'll be carrying a lot of things like, hurting or being dysfunctional or not working correctly. So sometimes you can clear some of the things in the physical body that will help the individual so that they can become their true God self. Is that some of the things that you're asking me about?
Well, yes. I think for people who have been listening to our show in the past, they're aware that some of the people have called in wanting different patterns changed in their life, pains
right.
in certain place in the physical. And I wanted people to know that you were working on something now that was more comprehensive. About how long a period of time when you're working with somebody doing clearing from all the different energy bodies, how long does that usually take you to accomplish that, Charlene?
Well, I'm finding that the first time around, it usually will take, let's put it this way, since I'm the facilitator for God, it takes God, when we go in and we're clearing so many areas, like for instance, we're going to be clearing the past life, you're clearing their DNA, their morphogenetic field, the subconscious mind of those things. There's a lot of work that's being done. And we're not aware of how much is being done because it's done on an energetic level, but it ends up being that there's so much that's being accomplished. Let's say that, for instance, we're clearing a DNA pattern that an individual has from that they inherited in their cellular memory, let's say in their chromosome and their DNA. Let's say that you have a behavior pattern that is the same as maybe an aunt or a grandma or a grandpa, something like that. So we go in and not only clear yours, but we also are going to clear their energy field because we're finding that God told me, clear all of it because it's staying in the field, which means the energy field on this earth. And so we're going in and we're clearing all of that. And when you're doing that work, you're not just clearing yourself. You're clearing your morphogenetic field, which means your ancestors. And so most of the time what it'll do is it not only clears you and your ancestral line, but it usually is clearing those that are going to come after you. It's those that are going to be born in the family will not have that same DNA because it's been cleared.
Well, let's take a little example of that, Charlene.
Okay, let's
say a person, for instance, had, I'm just pulling one off the wall, so
okay,
to speak, a drinking
ahead.
Problem.
Okay, that's a good one. That's a good one. Because the medical field really have been telling us for a number of years that usually there's a tendency in the genes for one individual that, let's say, is an alcoholic. Well, they're finding that then maybe a grandfather or a great-grandfather also was an alcoholic. So there's a gene in the DNA that is being processed from one generation to another. Now, not everybody in that family will get the same gene. Somebody will not have it, and another member of the family will have it. But if it's not cleared and taken care of, then it goes to the next generation. But it can be cleared in that
generation.
Well,
when you work with God and let's say this is being cleared, what does it look like to you? Because you're there watching.
Yeah, usually what I'm watching is a lot of times I'll see those chromosomes. And what he's doing is he's taking one of those, and most of you that are listening know, I've seen the ladders and the chromosomes. So what all of a sudden I'm watching and God's pulling out one of those parts of the ladder, and he's replacing it with a new one.
That's incredible.
So, yeah, it's amazing to watch.
I would think.
Yeah. Because what he does is to pull one out. When you ask him, you pull it out and put it in. Now, alcoholism is what they're finding is a genetic dysfunction of the hypothalamus that is not secreting enough serotonin.
Mm-hmm.
So the serotonin has to be increased within the DNA so that you don't have those that are born after with the same low serotonin, because that's in the memory of the DNA.
Well, Charlene, let's invite listeners to give us a call with their questions, and that number to call into BBS and speak with you with some sort of clearing with God on whatever the problem might be, or ask me a question. I would go to the cherubim, get an answer for you. That number here is 877-876-5227. And if you're in Canada, the number here, toll free, is 888-810-8322. I happened to see something on television today in the news. They were talking about cancer.
Okay.
Ovarian cancer and the things that women would look for as early signs. Have you worked with anyone with ovarian cancer or cancer, you know, in other physical parts of the body?
Yes, I've done some within, like, the breast.
Uh-huh.
Having the mammogram that came back indicating that there was a growth in the breast. So we've gone in and asked God to rejuvenate the cells in that area.
Well, apparently we struck a chord with someone. I hear that we have a caller on the line. And who's speaking, please? I mean, who's calling?
This is Rosemary Carolyn.
Hi, Rosemary.
We talked the other day.
Yes.
And I missed the beginning of your show. I had to go pick up my son. So I only picked up the end of Sheridan.
Well,
what she does.
That you mean Charlene?
Charlene, that's
yeah.
Me. I'm sorry.
Okay, maybe that's my accent that you didn't hear that completely.
Yeah,
so, Rosemary, what question can we show turn to Charlene's direction?
Well, from what I gather, she does healing. Is that it?
I'm going to turn this over to Charlene so she can explain how she works with God. I think, Charlene, give a little background, because there might be other people other than Rosemary who do not know how you go into the field. Just take a minute and explain the field and how you work with God.
Okay. Usually what we do is, I'm the facilitator. God will do the healing because he's the only one that really understands the full concept of how the molecules and the atoms and the adamantine particles and subadamantine particles are formulated within the cells. And so I usually just go in, and I always am saying we go in, because that's basically what we do. I'm the facilitator, and he'll go in and he'll change whatever that you choose him to do. Once we've asked him to go in and change any cell memory that is incorrect, is that what you're asking me?
Yes, I guess, and just I've been just having a hard time, and Carolyn had mentioned.
Where are you calling from?
From the East Coast.
Rosemary would like for you to work on a healing with her. And Rosemary, just tell Charlene where you want to direct the healing, what you're asking for.
I would guess the best way, I don't know, a healing from the pain of and the anxiety that I have with being out of work and, you know, where to focus my meditation.
Oh, now I remembered. You called on my show last week. I'll tell Charlene this real quick. Rosemary is looking for a job. feeling anxious about it. Correct me anytime you want to if I'm wrong, Rosemary. And she's feeling a lot of anxiety over this. Feels like there's a block, perhaps, in finding her abundance. And so there's pain around this, anxiety, and I had suggested that perhaps she call today and we could ask God to remove these things in her cell memory. Is that about size it up right, Rosemary?
Yes, it does.
Okay, do you want to add anything to that?
No, I think you hit it pretty well. I have a lot of anxiety, a lot of pain, don't know what direction to go.
Okay.
I'm spinning in circles, you know, applying for every job I can.
Okay, part of it is, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear.
Go ahead, Shirley.
Oh, I was going to say, when I go in there, I'll have to release the belief system, have him release the belief system of scarcity. Does that make sense to
you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, because sometimes in our ancestral line, or I call it the sphere of understanding, which is part of what we understand in our childhood. If there was a lot of scarcity in your childhood, then you keep going back to it because that ends up being in the subconscious mind. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So is it okay if he clears that?
Oh, yes. Please.
Okay. Because otherwise, see, if I was doing... teaching a class, I would show you what it's called, the sphere of understanding, is it's what we understand when we're growing up, because the subconscious is programmed on the levels that we understand while we're growing up. So if there was a lack of money or lack of food or lack of housing or lack of clothes or any of those that gives us comfort or lack of love, or comfort, those things, as we get older, what happens is we have things that happen to us in the subconscious will say, wait a minute, this is what I understand. And then it pulls you back into what you understood as a child. Do you have any questions about that?
Okay, no, I understand where you're going, because since the home was violent and what a child would perceive as a lack of love.
Yes, okay.
And a lack of, you know, my mother being a, depression baby. You know.
Before you start, Charlene, I'm just wondering if there's another issue here. Because it sounds to me, Rosemary, did you also feel the victim?
Well, to be a victim, you have to be a player. But, yeah, you know, my mother had 7 girls. So not only was she abused, she had 7 children.
Okay, so there's that issue there.
You know, and I'm just number 5 out of 7. So, you know, she could only give so much. And anyone who is raised in any kind of dysfunction, you're not only a victim, you become part of part of that. And as a child, you absorb more than you would as an adult. An adult, you can reason. As a child, you're going to be inflicted upon yourself.
Okay. Yeah, as a child,
like,
it's really scary.
Children were used, you know, to get the information about my mother. Like, my father would get his information from the child and then go beat up my mother. So then you are taught in that by giving him the information, she got beat up. Do you see where I'm going with that?
Like, right.
And you may have only been a 3 or 4-year-old child, not knowing that the information you were giving him was going to, you know.
Yeah, that was painful.
So then, you know, next day you're seeing your mother all beat up, and it's somehow you internalize it that
it was your fault.
Because you gave the information until you learned at a certain age that you didn't give him information. You just said,
okay,
I don't know.
Okay, part of that is we'll go in and have that, and God will start releasing that, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then also the blame, he'll release the blame and the shame that was yours for what you felt like you created, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, what I'll do is I will go in, and most of the time I'll be watching what he's doing, but I will relay some of it to you so that you become aware of what's going on. But if you want to, it makes it kind of hard when you're on the radio like this, because then sometimes I'm just really quiet, and Carolyn just about needs to talk because sometimes people think they're cut off. When in reality, right, Carolyn?
So, oh, I know how to talk, darling. You go do your thing, and I'll talk to Rosemary.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into God's field, and I'm going to be a witness to what he's doing to help and serve you. Okay?
Okay.
All right, let's go do this.
Now, Rosemary, you haven't been on one of our shows before, have you, on this show? I mean, you haven't.
No,
have you listened?
The first time I was out researching your website, and I happened to jump in, and you happened to be on. That was the first time I heard
How
you.
Wonderful.
So
I just
God
love this synchronicity.
Ways.
See?
You know, he works in mysterious ways. I'm out on your website.
Yeah.
Hit your BBS button, and there you are.
I love it. You just hit my BBS button.
So. But if you and I are going to talk, I was wondering if you could help me, instead of spinning in circles for my job search and being in this panic, you know, what is a direction I can go? How am I going to know I'm going in the right direction?
Let's talk about that after Charlene works with the physical here. And I was going to explain to you that she goes into a different energetic state. In other words, when we're talking, that's a little bit different than when you're drifting off to sleep or when you're in the sleep state. So there are different levels. She's going into a higher, a different level of brain activity in a very relaxed state, which is called theta, and this is God's energy field. So she doesn't hear what we're saying, but I wanted you to know how she is working. She is in on that level, as I said, with God's energy, and she has placed in her mind the things that you want done or would like to have done with the physical. She turns that request over to God, and then she watches as God goes in and makes these changes, and then she's going to come back and tell you what she saw. Isn't it remarkable?
Yes, yes. So basically, she's going on a higher vibration, a higher conscious level.
Yes, she
to
is.
To work with God.
That's what's happening, and that's why she doesn't hear what we're saying, and it's why she's silent right now, because the work is being done. And we'll get to your other questions after she finishes, because I'm not exactly sure when she's going to be popping in.
Okay, I'm back for now. What I wanted to add, back in for now. Okay, what I want you to do is give me some feedback of how you're feeling right now.
Actually, I feel great. I was going to ask Carolyn if, should I be feeling anything? I feel very slightly at peace. I haven't felt this in a while.
Okay, good.
Now, maybe it's just because I'm talking to you two ladies and I'm getting a different vibration.
No. Because what was happening, he's showing me, is what you've been doing is you've been carrying in your physical body the feelings from your dad, and these thoughts, his words, his belief system, and other emotions, you've been carrying them because he placed them on you.
Yeah, he did.
And you've been carrying them, and it's a real heavy burden for you to have to carry more stuff than is yours. Then he also cleared your mother's feelings, so that you could be non-responsible for what was going on in your family, because it's too hard for you to carry all of that. And what it's doing is it's causing you an unhealthy body is what it's doing. Okay?
Yeah.
So in what regards is I was going to, I didn't look to see what parts of your body, but it looks to me like, is it mostly within your legs and your hips?
My legs, my hips, yes, that's it, and now my back.
Okay.
It started in my legs and hips.
But then your back is being
now
affected.
Now it's also my back. If it's not my back bothering me, then it's my leg and my hip.
Okay. Now, are they bothering you now?
No. No. Thank you, because yesterday they were killing me.
But they aren't now.
No.
Okay, because there was a lot of negative energy that was pulled out of you. Okay? And I watched him as he pulled them out. So now what I want to do, once that's pulled out, now he'll go in and he'll put in its place positive. So when you take a negative out, you always have to replace it with a positive. It's called the vacuum effect. Whatever you pull out, a negative, you always have to replace it with a positive. So what I'm asking you is, what would you like replaced with that?
Can I help you with that a little bit, Rosemary?
Yes, you can.
Why don't we replace with the positive of abundance, the ability to phrase this any way you want to, but I think what you're looking for is to replace it with abundance in your life, to perhaps find joy in work. That, you know, to find great joy in a job that you could do work-wise.
Thank you.
Does that seem like something that we could replace, Charlene?
Yes, in fact, that's exactly it. Now, she's giving you some examples, and I'm writing them down.
Okay.
That's perfect, because that's exactly, because even in my job search, in my prayers, I'm asking, please put me with a person who is, you know, has good spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone who's not just, you know, in the rat race, there's a lot of people walking around life who are in a fog.
Okay,
For whatever reason, they're living life, but they're not spiritually attuned, not because that's not where God has them. And
I want to work with people who are spiritually attuned.
Yes.
That's what you're looking for.
Exactly.
That's what I put down.
Yes.
Anything else, Rosemary?
It seems like, I guess, psychic protection, Carolyn. I've been told many times I'm a sensitive, and I tend to absorb people's energy when I'm around.
Well, that's why you pulled that today.
Yeah,
responsibility for everybody.
Yeah, I do, and after a while, it beats me up, and it took me till, you know, I'm in my 40s, it took me for a psychic who read me quite a few times that I was a sensitive and absorbing the energy around me, and it was pulling me down. I was literally getting trapped in other people's energy, and I don't know how to protect myself.
Okay, now I think we did this with another caller. I want you to all the time put the blocking angels around you every day.
Okay.
So what it is it's a green light, and you're going to build a cocoon around you. The one green light is going to go around to your left, start at the top of your head, go around to the left, come back up to the top.
Okay.
And inside of that one, you're going to go to the right and then come back to the top. Okay?
Okay,
do it right now. And you're going to ask the blocking angels to block out other people's energy. And inside of that, you're kind of like you're in a green cocoon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then you're going to ask for God's light to be in there.
Inside of it.
Inside of this green light. You see, whenever you have energy that goes two different directions, it's at a higher vibrational frequency. And right now, God put you in a sixth dimension frequency, which will put you at a higher frequency than most. So what you're going to do is ask for God's light to be in this cocoon, green cocoon, and the blocking angels to be there protect you from any light that might be trying to get in to be destructive to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're to do that every day.
Okay.
So that you can be protected.
If don't forget the white light, too.
Yeah,
always done the white light.
Okay. Do the
but
white
like,
light,
you know, when
the
you're
gold
in a stressful,
light.
When you're in a stressful situation at work, you forget that light because you're involved in what's going on.
Do it in the morning before you go to work. Do it in the morning when you get out of bed. And then you're ready for the day.
As soon as you get up.
Okay?
And I do a lot of things with oils. I use a frankincense. It's a very good protector.
Oh, good.
Have you ever done essential oils?
Yes, I have some of that.
Okay, you have frankincense?
Yes.
Okay, put that on your feet and on your crown chakra when you go to bed at night, okay?
Okay.
You're
so at the bottom of my feet or the top of my feet?
On the bottom.
Okay, and then the top of my head.
Right.
Okay.
And what I want you to do is ask for your guardian angels to guide you and protect you during the night. So
okay.
that you are protected at all times. But if you're real sensitive to other people's energy, you want to have that protection during the day. And then you'll see a difference in how you approach other people, okay,
mm-hmm.
and how they approach you. But let's go in now. I've got to go in and have God put in the positive now. It's
okay.
very important that we put in the positive. Okay, we're going to put in the abundance, joy in your work, and that you work at a job you love, and it's a spiritual what? I put spiritually what?
Work with spiritual people.
Yeah, walk with spiritual
people.
Because I work a lot, I work a lot on my spirituality.
Okay. Okay.
And
but part
I, well,
of that,
what I really do is, you know, I keep asking for the veil to be removed, you know, that I get, you know, my third eye to open up. That kind of stuff is what I ask for.
Okay.
Well, let Charlene go in and
we'll have him do this for you.
Yes,
okay?
Do the positive
now. Don't forget my back, Charlene.
Don't forget your back.
Don't forget my back.
Well, do you know what? Your back is already being done.
Yeah, I feel better, but I have it's at the top of my back. Like at my shoulder blades.
Right.
Is that
now,
stress,
it's going away. Now it's like it's been bothering me all day, and now it's going away.
Right. That's what I said.
Oh. Can't you come in and move in with me?
Because what is happening is he's clearing you of responsibility. If you've ever studied the metaphysical, what happens is people that carry a lot of responsibility and burdens for others usually have back problems because it becomes too much for us to carry not only our issues but other people's issues. And so he went in and started clearing that on your hips and your back. So we'll see how. Let's go in and put this in. How about you can put any positive thing you want in. What? High self-esteem?
Oh, well, I when I'm doing well, I have high self-esteem. When I'm doing bad, I have low self-esteem.
Yeah.
Like now, I've been out of work, so my self-esteem's confident.
So how long have you been out of work? Let's see.
Oh, it's going on a year, Charlene. I'm in a panic.
Ah.
I'm in a panic.
Okay, so what you're wanting right now is a job.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, a way opens up. For me to have, finish the sentence.
For me to have a positive job I love with respect and integrity, spiritual people.
How about enough money?
And abundance, yes. And I'm paid for what I do. Nobody wants to pay you. Everybody wants you to work for nothing.
I mean, since we're asking, why not just put that abundance in there, too?
Well, that's
that
where it
is.
Comes in. Well, in your belief system, you could have that God gives abundance to some, but not to you.
Yeah, I do. I in my, I've been told over and over and over that my lack is in my head.
Mm-hmm.
I lack because I believe I don't deserve it.
Deserve it. So if I put down, I deserve an abundance of money, and then I now accept abundance of money.
Oh, perfect.
In a positive way.
Do you have your suitcase pack so you can move it?
In a positive way.
In a positive way, exactly.
Let's go in and have...
Because then I can share. It's not that I don't want to share. I also
you want
to
something
give.
To share.
Okay, and what is your profession?
I'm in computers, and I'm a do-it-all. I want to run the show. I'm really great if I could be someone's right hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I'm great with running with all the tasks they need done.
Oh,
and
okay.
Running
okay.
with the ball and getting things done and... You know, taking charge, and I'm very good with computer technology.
Well, it sounds like an office administrator.
Yeah, I can either do administration or computers. It depends on where. Because
okay.
I don't have
okay.
the degree
okay.
for computers, but I can work with people who do all that. I work in between them and business so the business understands what the computer guy's saying because they actually don't talk our language.
That's
they talk
right.
their own language.
I think they call that geek language.
Yes. So I sort of sit with them, and they talk
computer
geek.
Computer dictionary.
And then I go back to the business and tell them what they said in English.
Yeah, right. Okay. So let's go input there, okay? And then could you call back next Wednesday and let us know how it's going with you getting your job?
Oh, absolutely.
Will ya?
Oh, I will. I will.
Okay, now let's go.
Now, is
let's
this the same time? Because I have to watch the is it the same time?
Same time, Rosemary.
Yeah, because I have to watch that clock, which is Pacific. I actually thought I missed you. Because I'm in the East, so I'm counting hours ahead, and I'm like, oh, my God, I missed her.
Okay, Rosemary, if you're in the East, dear, it's 8 o'clock, we come on.
Yeah, like
Eastern.
It was 7:30, and I thought, oh, my God, I missed her. I was supposed to be on at 7 o'clock.
Okay,
and then
Rosemary, let her go in and finish this up because time's marching on here.
Yeah, really
I know.
It
let
is.
Let me go and get this done before we're off the air. Go. Okay, I'm going to go in and do that right now if that's okay with you.
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you.
While she's doing that, Rosemary, let me, you might want this number, and it gives me an opportunity to also tell our audience that Charlene's phone number, if people want a private meeting with her, is, and you do this over the telephone,
okay.
Her area code is 801-944-9346. That's her number. For people who maybe wanted to talk to her tonight, couldn't get on, have a problem, you can call her direct. And then my website is CarolynEvers.com, and that's CarolynEvers. And we do conference calls with Archangel Michael, who is teaching the electrons. On the next higher level, electrons work a little bit differently in the sense there's more spaces in between the electrons and the our mental focus has to be more laser-like or else we're going to bring forth things that perhaps are idle thoughts. And Master Kuthumi is going to be doing conference calls on the light body. So on that website, you go up. On mine, the button on the right-hand side up at the top gives you information about the conference calls.
Okay, yeah,
so thank you, Rosemary, for letting us get that out. This was a good time while she was working with you.
I've been all over your website. You're on the favorites.
Oh, thank you, dear. Have you gone into the Akashic reading portion and read about the Templars?
Yeah, I have read everything that I could print out on your website.
Oh, how wonderful.
I'm almost done under grace, and I'm waiting for the Archangel book that you already mailed. You sent me an email.
It's on the way, dear.
It's on the way. So I've been absorbed since last week in all your material.
Oh, isn't that exciting? Thank you. That It took years to bring that forth, actually. You know, everything that is there.
Well, I was actually quite thrilled with, like, I'm reading Under Grace, and we lost some children in the family.
Yes, you
so
told me.
Just everything that you went through, and then your divorce, and the worry, and rebuilding your life, and then you coming into your spirituality, and you know, was it my imagination? Am I supposed to do this? And being raised Catholic, I was raised Catholic, so...
There's a lot of similarities, isn't it?
Yeah, so we have a lot of conflict because we're raised one way and taught one way, and we're old Catholic, the old Catholic school, you know, where the nun beat you up. You got beat up.
So, didn't we now?
And they wonder why we're crazy. We didn't know the nuns were crazy.
You know what it is, Rosemary, now we're being liberated, darling.
Yeah, but even to watch, like, my sister who lost her son, and, I mean, she taught CCD, Catholic education. You know, she lost her youngest son to cancer. And, you know, my grandmother, God rest her soul, was a devout Catholic, a devout prayer. We were always blessed. We suffered very little tragedy, probably due to her devotion.
Mm-hmm.
And for us to go through all that and, you know, and still lose a child, it really questioned your faith, like you said, like, you know, but I'm faithful. We, you know, we have a big family. We're a big Catholic family. We're all praying, why did this happen? So,
mm-hmm.
But everything happens for a reason. So the whole dynamics of the family has changed, and the whole faith of the family has changed, not necessarily less faith, but maybe a greater faith in a different way.
Rosemary, it's interesting what you say because I work with my son. I didn't know before he passed that our plan was he would be on one side and I would be on the other and we would be doing this work. And so when he crossed over, I wasn't aware that this is what we were going to be doing. And so these events that happen in people's lives are not haphazard. I can go to the cherubim and ask about these questions. You know, what was the planning before that lifetime? Why did it work out this way? And it's very helpful to people.
Yeah, I'm actually going to tell my sister about your show because, I mean, we do a charity event in his name. We do three events. We do a St. Paddy's Day. We do a golf outing.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a big gala. And we raise money for Ewing sarcoma, which is, only two doctors in the United States are researching it. It's a very deadly disease for children. And, you know, so that has helped her heal.
Yes.
Now, 6 months later, for me and my husband and children, his sister's son passed. He was only five, and he was playing with a rope and accidentally hung himself.
Oh, my.
So for my children and me and my husband, 6 months later, we went through it again.
It's like happened with my nephew.
You had your nephew and then your son. And it was two different sides of the family, two different faiths. Like, I'm a Catholic faith. My husband was raised in Lutheran, and his mother was Southern Baptist. So just the way both sides have handled the situation, where I feel my sister has healed better due to the charity she started, helped her heal, where my sister-in-law is still lost in time, still in pain.
Well, have them call Rosemary because it sounds like they could use some healing, too.
Yes, I will let them know about your show.
I'm not sure. Charlene is ready.
Ready, Charlene?
If you had a job that paid you $15.56 an hour, how does that feel?
Right now? With no money?
Bankers
can't be choosy.
Yeah, but what was your usual wage?
I was in the high 40s.
An hour?
So I was probably in the high 20s, like 22 to 25 an hour.
Okay, but if they started you at $15.56, just a minute. Okay. Okay, part of it was that on a subconscious level, you went in and sabotaged, the subconscious sabotaged you making that much. Because your belief system was scarcity, right?
Exactly, lack, and that I didn't deserve it. And
right.
Then the negativity in the company started eating away at my soul. So I became more and more immersed. To me,
okay.
I had to, it was a choice between money and myself. So I left the company, and I just happened to land in a good company where I had overtime my boss. I loved him. He took very good care of me. I felt we were meant to be together. I came very close to what I made because of my overtime. And that company sold, and he's moved on, and so have I. But I've been out of work. But, yeah, the lack of the, you know, I'm being offered jobs way below my wages, way below my talent. And being in a panic, I'm like, I should just take anything. But then I go to the interview, and I'm like, I'm better than this. I can do better than this. But being in a panic, you're like, well, just take anything.
Well, but let me explain something about the subconscious. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, and in class we learned that your subconscious has been programmed. And in that programming, you start behaving in the way that your subconscious has been programmed. So what it'll do is it'll set you up. Let's say that all of a sudden you're making $45 an hour. On a subconscious level, it says, wait a minute, I don't understand this. I understand poverty. I understand scarcity.
So every good paying job I ever had, I ended up leaving and sabotaging myself financially.
Right. That's exactly what's
been happening. And I've done it over and over and over. So you are correct.
Over and over.
I have done it over and over and over. I have sabotaged myself financially.
Right. So what God did is he went into the subconscious and reprogrammed your subconscious on that. Not only do you deserve it, but you now accept it at coming in all the time. With a job that is very positive, they look at you in a positive way. You have a positive interaction with them. You believe and deserve and accept that kind of behavior in a job that you love.
Okay, I'm coming to pick you up. You have your suitcase packed?
You're cute. Thank you.
I'm taking you everywhere I go.
Well, you have Charlene's phone number, and you know when she's on the air with me.
I'm going to explain everybody. Well, she has to come with me because she made my life better.
She's as far away as your telephone.
You won't mind her being here because she'll make your life better, too. She's my friend. She's just going to sit. She'll sit at my desk.
Well. Rosemary, do me a favor, dear. Call us next Wednesday, and let's give someone else here an opportunity to call in. Would you do that for me?
Yes, I will.
Okay, and darling.
Thanks so much for
I'm real happy
call.
For you.
And Charlene, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye, and good luck this week.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Don't forget, Rosemary, we want you to call in next week. Let us know how things are going, how you're feeling, how you're looking upon the different jobs that you are seeking. And why don't we take a moment here, Charlene, and talk about manifesting a little bit. Do you care to add something to that?
Well, part of what we were doing with her was that obviously what had happened was from her sphere of understanding. Other people call it the core issue. Reason I call it sphere of understanding is because it makes sense. It's what we understand because it's what we were brought up with believing. And the subconscious goes in and it programs everything you're seeing and hearing and smelling. and doing, and it becomes who you're, that's your sphere of understanding. So a lot of times we live within that sphere of understanding, and less is changed. And so the subconscious can't reason, so he had to go in and change that belief system in her.
Well, Charlene, somebody else wants to get in here in the last minutes. Who's calling?
It's another Rosemary.
Oh, you're kidding. We've got two Rosemarys?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
I just wanted to say, Charlene has been working with me, and in the space of less than a week, my kidneys, which were three times their size, are now to normal. I can bend
Isn't that
over
exciting?
And, yes, I can bend over and touch my toes without yelping. And I am just one happy camper. I'm also a certified hypnotherapist, and I couldn't move it out all by myself.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary. Rosemary. It's been fun, hasn't it?
It certainly has. It's been a great adventure, and I'm seeing
Yeah, we've had a couple of private sessions, and I just appreciate you calling me. It's been a grand experience for me, too. Thank you.
Okay. I will get off and let somebody else, but really...
Well, thank you for calling and telling us that, but Rosemary, I hope that you will call into one of my Sunday shows, and let's talk a little bit more about our memories.
Oh, cool beans. I mean, yeah, I remember stuff.
I know you do, and I remember stuff, too. And we've had a couple conversations where together we remembered some cool stuff.
Yes, I mean... And,
you guys and your Atlantis, huh?
Well, Egypt, Atlantis, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And Lemuria. And then
the reason why this is so important, Charlene, is because... this is the end of the cycle, and what was started back in Atlantis now is coming up in the stages of completion.
Yes, right.
And so we need to know this, and I feel like bringing up the memories and remembering these things, we're understanding the completion a little better. What do you think of that, Rosemary?
I think it will, and also to be able to view it not in a personal means anymore. For those of us that have had that memory experienced in personally and went, ooh, and this time to look at it and say, yes, it was a wonderful tale told in God's light. It was a wonderful thing, and I personally will never blow up another planet again.
Call me on Sunday, dear. You are a delight.
Yes, she is. She certainly is.
God bless.
She's so
you
fun
too.
To talk to.
Bye.
She's so much fun.
Isn't she now?
Oh,
we probably have maybe 3 minutes. Not sure that we have enough time to bring in somebody else and work with them. But, Charlene, give us your number, please. So
Okay, it's 801-944-9346.
And for myself, I would like to mention my website, CarolynEvers.com. Take a look at what's on the schedule for telephone conferences for this month. Tomorrow we're doing one. Archangel Michael has sent us lessons with the Electron. Those on board who are working with him, he is going to teach us working with the Electron. And then next week, Master Kasumi is going to be working on a conference call with the Light Body. So check that out. That button's up in the right-hand corner, telephone conferences. And then the journey to the other side is incredible because it's receiving these beautiful books through email. Every month there is a different master or archangel who is giving their perspective of ascension. And there's 10 of those in the sequence. So check that out, too, because I think they're exciting things. Charlene, I think we have had a very exciting time today.
We have, and I thank Rosemary and Rosemary.
Rosemary and Rosemary. I just love it. What's the chances of two people by the name of Rosemary?
I know, that's so wonderful. Amazing. A beautiful name, right?
It is beautiful. Rose and Mary.
Yeah, because both very high vibrational frequency of energy.
Well, Mother Mary is, you know, the rose is her flower.
Right. So, you know, that's amazing. So thank you, dear ladies, for calling in together.
Really?
That was wonderful.
We probably have 2 minutes. Is there any little gem of wisdom that you would like to share with our audience in these 2 minutes, Charlene?
Well, a lot of people will say to me, you know, I just don't like the way things are. And I said, well, then God says, I give you free agency. Change it.
Yes.
And see, too many times what we do is we go into complacency and say, oh, that's the way it is. I can't do anything about it. But you can. If things aren't working in your life, change it. People say, well, that's the way they are. No, change it. God has given us the permission to use our free agency to change our circumstances. And that's kind of what we did with Rosemary. And that's what I've been, like Rosemary said in 2 sessions, they changed it. It's been changed. God is willing to go in and change whatever you choose for him to change. But you must ask.
And I'll say real quick, with regards to that, if you don't like the results that you have been getting, then change the tools you're using. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye. We love you.
See you next week.
Yep. Bye, dear.